Once again, we'd like to kick it off with Talk Radio News. Always a pleasure to welcome Bob Ney to the show, the former congressman who now is working doggedly with our pal Ellen Ratner. The Rat is a cool lady, though, isn't she, Bob?
She sure is. You can't beat her. She's great.
She is great. Oh, some of the conversations I've had with her, I'm sure, are the same thing for you. She's so interesting. Here's what I don't understand. She needs to go into the skincare industry. She doesn't have big bags under her eyes, and she gets no sleep because she's always globetrotting.
I know. I can't keep up. She came to India. We were in India together last month. I can't keep up with her.
Yeah, I can't keep up with her either. Hey, speaking of keeping up with things, boy, you kind of need a scorecard of what happened today. It was that whole contempt charge thing. Congressman Issa, he was going to the wall on this one, but he was thwarted by the president. What happened and what was the buzz in Washington?
Yeah, you know, and I know the public doesn't understand this, so I think it's great that, you know, shows like yours are explaining this. The executive privilege invoked by President Obama, which says basically he's privileged, he doesn't have to release records, they're shielded. This is nothing new. George Bush did it 6 times. He did it for meetings Cheney was in with oil company people. So this is not something, wow, you know, it might sound like that. Happens quite a lot. Bush did it 6 times.
Yeah,
now, the contempt charge,
yeah.
This one, if it goes to the floor of the House, that's more of a rare item if they actually take it that far, which I think they're going to.
Yeah, because what was it? The panel voted 23-17 to do that, to throw it in front of Congress. So you're right. If that happens, what if you were handicapping it for us? What's the best guess of what do you think Congress says?
Well, the president made a good move. He did executive privilege. Now they've done their contempt, you know, so it's kind of one for one. They can deliver some documents if they want. We call it document dumps. I was on the Whitewater Investigation Committee. I mean, we were saying, please, no more. So there's document dumps, and then the staff has to go through them. They can do that. Technically, though, Kate, look, this is going nowhere. It the best case for the Republicans, it goes to a district attorney who does nothing with it. So this is, you know, just going to be more of who can win with the media type of deal. Although the Romney people, frankly, they haven't admitted this, but they're fuming because they don't want this out there. They want to focus on some other things.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of Romney, you know what happened, obviously, with the deportation and Obama laying that down, 850,000 students and the process that they'll apply for the permits and whatnot, and Homeland Security takes up the ball with this, and that happened heading into last weekend. So does that mean, in your opinion, even though Romney says no, that's not true, the reports, does this mean Marco Rubio, the senator from Florida, is off the undercard, the VP consideration for Romney?
You know, Romney, it's weird. Romney came out and only kind of admitted that he's on the vetting list. You know, he didn't even admit Rob Portman from Ohio is on the list. But, you know, Rubio remains not real popular with the Latino community. And that's always been the problem for, you know, for Romney.
Yeah.
I think.
Do you think, how close is this? I mean, you're there on the ground. How close do you think this is? I've talked to Republican strategists, Democratic strategists, and then I get the party line, and then I get the off-the-record stuff. And what I hear from both sides is it's a lot closer than people think. Is that accurate?
I've been, you know, watching this, you know, and I know a lot of the players. And about a month and a half ago, I was telling Ellen and friends that, and the Republicans were upset with me, and that this was President Obama's election, and, you know, with Romney and everything. In the last 2 weeks, this thing, in my opinion, is tightening. And, of course, you know, 3 months, 4 months in politics is a lifetime ahead. But there's a lot of twists and turns. This one's going to go roller coaster up and down. It really is. I think it's tightening.
Yeah, I do, too. Are you going to be at the Republican convention?
You know, I don't know yet. I'll have to see. I don't know. I'm going to have to talk to Ellen. She always likes me to go to it.
Good. If you're there, we'll have you on the show. We're going live. We're going to be there.
Great.
It should be interesting. Great. Should be interesting. Bob Ney, always fun to chat with you. We'll talk to you again. All right, so the big thing, the big news is contempt or not. There's just definitely no end to this thing. It's like a tunnel where there's no light at the end of it. It completely in the dark. That's where Holder's going. Congressman Ice is not letting this go. He says, as Bob just explained with the privilege thing, that's not going to stop the contempt charge. They're going to still do that. Fine, you don't want to give up the documents. We're still going to push this forward. You know, so here's the deal. I keep thinking in my head the same thing over and over again. Nothing to hide. Why have a big standoff over these documents? If there's something in there about the death of the Border Patrol agent, Brian Terry, that you don't want people to know, then shame on you. You're trying to hide that. Or who knew what was going on with Fast and Furious? Because I still refuse to believe, having worked in the corporate world, which I guarantee all of you listening to me at some point in your life, unless you have only ever worked for yourself, ever, you've had somebody above you, a boss, a layer, something. And it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. It's called a contest. And here's the thing. Who's ever at the top of the chain is furious when they don't know what's going on. So if you're the top cop, if you're the attorney general, and there's something called Fast and Furious that's happening, you don't know about it, wow. Somebody wasn't doing their job then. And if there's nothing to hide, who cares? Bury them in the paperwork. Just give them the work. Give them everything that you have. And then this thing ends. It makes absolutely no sense to me. All right, there are a couple of other things that we're going to certainly jump on this hour on America Tonight, including we're going to check your email. A lot of you shooting me emails about what's happening with the judges and the big trip to Hawaii that really struck a chord again. I think that we're realizing we're the taxpayers, and what are we paying for? We're paying for judges in the Ninth Circuit to go to Maui and hang out. I like Maui. You'd like to go to Maui. And we'd like somebody to pay for that trip. And here's the thing, they can meet anywhere else. And other judges have canceled, other judicial branches have canceled conferences because things are so tight. So it makes no sense, but it really struck a nerve with a bunch of you. So we'll get to that at the tail end of the show. Also, the defense rested in the Sandusky trial. He didn't testify. You know that name, right? Jerry Sandusky, Penn State, the downfall of Penn State. He pulled down the Nittany Lions in one fell swoop when that chaotic controversy opened up. That can of worms that people try to close down just flew open. And it started the conversation about abuse and kids and authority and power and schools and coaches. Now the question is, you think he's going to be found guilty? The testimony was brutal. So many young guys testifying what happened to them when they were 14, 15, even younger in some cases. Now it's a question of what will the jury decide? I'll tell you what, we've lately had decisions where people have been acquitted, but for different things. Clemens and the steroid thing, so much money thrown down the drain, chasing after him for 5 years. And John Edwards and the campaign finance fraud stuff, now he's frolicking with his mistress. But those are two different things. We're talking about children who were damaged, abuse, sexual abuse, complete abuse of power in a much different way with Sandusky. Can you imagine if this guy walks? Talk about needing a flak jacket. More on that and some other things as we kick the can down the highway here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment
frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 20th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16,1280. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16,5322, $8,2661 for a half ounce, or $4,1330 for a quarter ounce. That's $16,5322, $8,2661, and $4,1330.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
They're killing me in the community. And that's the only way to listen.
It's pretty hot.
It's really hot. And it's a lot different from Seattle.
How hot were you today, America? Kate Delaney, America Tonight. I was pretty hot, but I'm used to it. You broil, you fry in Texas, and all kinds of meanings to that word in the Lone Star State. So I'm used to it. I mean, I'm used to 95. I'm used to 100. But there's no 100 in my backyard in our satellite facility here at GCN. What were the temperatures like for you during the day? Anybody feel like they were in a frying pan, like it was 110 degrees? Almost 100 in Boston at one point. I was watching during the day. People were whining and melting, and you heard a little bit of that there about trying to stay cool. The only way you can stay cool, my friends, when the weather is that hot, is to stay indoors with the air conditioning on, right? Stay at work longer. Hey, boss, some overtime? I'll stay late today. I don't want to go home and check with my temperature, put it so low that I'm freezing, but ultimately I pay the price when the electric bill comes in. This is when the smart people who didn't buy mini mansions are saying, thank goodness. This is when bills are $500, $600, $700 when it gets that high. So massive heat wave in the eastern part of the United States. A lot of you listening to me in Connecticut, in Maine, in Pennsylvania, all over the place where they were hit hard with crazy, crazy temps. And in the east, as much as you can get heat, yeah, hitting 100 before you're even at the end of June, that's just not necessarily normal. Like I said, this is one of those times where you stay in, You got popsicles. You're hanging out. I don't know. If you're a mom and you have kids, what are you doing? Watching soap opera TV, taking a break, something. Just anything to stay cool, because it, man, it makes no sense at all to venture out with the sun blazing down the way it was. And this is when people do stupid things. They don't hydrate, so they don't give themselves enough water. And then they're out doing whatever they decide they're going to do. This is the day they're going to start their diet, and they're going to run 10 miles. Because it'll be like going to hot yoga. It'll be like taking a pill where I can drop 20 pounds just like that. You know, it's kind of like when people travel. I know a lot of you have traveled long distances when you are moving, or you're a trucker, or you're helping someone move, or whatever it might be, and you forget to hydrate yourself. Did you ever do that, where you forget because you're in the car, you're just not thinking about it, you got the air going? Man, and you can get really weak-kneed if you're pushing it to the limit. You get to the other side, 8 hours, 10 hours, whatever it is, and you haven't stopped, you haven't gone to the convenience store, you haven't, you know, dropped in to grab some water, some soda to keep hydrated, Gatorade, whatever. I've seen that happen. It happened to a couple of my friends on a very long road trip. It was like they collapsed. Just the second you got there, boom, collapsed. And it was that heat exhaustion thing. And I stupidly, when I used to cover the Dallas Cowboys, they had a camp. Their camp was, their training camp at the time was in Austin, Texas. And not being familiar with the Texas heat, I was outside way too long and a couple of times and didn't hydrate enough and more than weak need. I mean, it was brutal. I had to get the IVs and that whole thing for the first time ever in my life. So I learned that lesson about the hydration thing. All right, speaking of stopping in convenience stores, which, by the way, if you want to tell me how hot it was in your neighborhood, I want to hear about it. I want to hear your story about the heat. If you want to whine, it's Wide Open Whiners Wednesday. So if you want to whine on America Tonight about the heat or something else, feel free. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-KATE. Speaking of convenience stores, though, saw a big headline today, and I just had to laugh because immediately I knew what the word was about, and I guarantee some of you listening to me don't know this word. You've heard me before talk about Wawa coffee and how much I love these Wawa convenience stores, and it's because of all the stuff they have in there, but it's really the coffee thing with me. So I see this big headline that says Wawa Gate and the Peacock. And what the deal was is, once again, NBC, this is now like the third time with the creative editing process. Remember the Jerry Sandusky footage? They had some nasty things that he had said on tape, and they conveniently dumped that out, lost it, didn't air it, whatever. Now, just a couple of days later, NBC is blowing up all over the place again. And the reason is because there was a segment that aired on Monday's Andrea Mitchell show, and it spliced together on her show a Romney speech that it made it look like he was amazed at Wawa, the store, the convenience store, the way they use technology to take sandwich orders. But I guess what he was really doing was comparing how technical savvy this convenience store was compared to how clumsy the government bureaucracy is, but it didn't come off that way in the piece. I mean, it's all over YouTube. You can find it. It's crazy. And it does look like a butcher job. It looks like it's like, duh, Forrest Gump, really? It does make him look stupid. So there's something about the editing at NBC. I know. Come on. The Peacock. What's going on with NBC? I used to work in television for NBC. I don't remember all that creative editing that went on, at least not where I was working. So it's bizarre inaccuracy, because it made him look like a bumblehead. And listen, if they don't want Romney to win, whoever was editing it, or it was a shot at Romney or whatever it is, you know, hey, come on, give me a break here. So just let things roll. It doesn't make any sense. So they covered up the deal and didn't say, oops, you know, our bad. Yeah, maybe it looked that way. It wasn't intended to, or whatever they could come out and possibly say. But I guess they're taking their cues from the Obama administration over the Eric Holder stuff, the Eric with Holder stuff. So it's the same thing. We're going to withhold what we really do behind the walls at 30 Rock so that you don't know what we're really doing when we put our pieces together. And it, you know, I don't understand why they didn't air what he said, because then it was obvious he was making the comparison. I looked at it, and it is not obvious at all. It looks like he's in awe of a touchscreen menu board, so then it looks like he's completely out of touch with what happens in America, because it's no big deal to have a touchscreen menu board, is it? A lot of places have that. So that's not that incredibly amazing. So comparing, saying, oh, look, they easily do this, and isn't it crazy how in Washington they can't seem to do any of this? That's different. Talking about the private sector pummels the government when it comes to, first of all, layers of waste, and second of all, the fact that they're not on the cutting edge ever. They're always behind the eight ball, behind the eight ball. So the difference between the private sector and the government sector, and that's Romney's bag, because he's the business guy. That's what he's saying. Bring business back to America. Lower the corporate rate. Encourage capitalism to flourish, which is what our nation was founded on, with the democracy and the capitalism, and then mix it all together, and that's how it works so well. We just had Saul Albom on. He comes on twice a month, and that's the very thing he said. We decided we would tell you all the negative things about the Eurozone, he and I did, but we were going to tell you what was so great about the U.S., what is still working well. And they're trying to kill it. They're trying to kill what works well, the entrepreneurial spirit that creates jobs, that creates ideas, that creates products. And as Saul emphasized, our financial man, to me, who do you think, America, is the biggest producer, biggest manufacturer of products? Who do you think manufactures the most products? Doing my worst, Alex Trebek. Not China. If you're thinking China, no, not China. Still the United States. So the idea is, let's encourage the private sector, because if we have a bloated government and we have this deficit that's out of control, we got to cut it back. We got to encourage the private sector to flourish. For goodness sake, we've given up on NASA. The only way we're getting into space is through the private sector. So I don't see why we're not going in that other direction. Stay with us. Coming up next, the Daily Salute.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now. Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again. With up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze-dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry, now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You better jam on at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE, or shoot me an email, americatonight.net. In fact, we're going to check the mail coming up in our next segment. Seems like everybody I talked to in the East, they weren't so focused on the heat that was on Eric Holder. They were more focused on the heat that was on them because of the heat wave in New York, Connecticut, Philly, Boston, Washington, D.C. Boy, you roast in Washington, really, anyway, because of the fact that it's so humid. It's the humidity that's a killer for so many people, I think. The difference between, and I know this is just such a joke when people say it, it's like when you go to Arizona, you're in the middle of a desert. I used to live in the desert. Oh, but it's a different kind of heat. It's still hot. Okay, let's just get that out of the way. It's still hot, and you can call it a different kind of heat. Yes, it is, because you don't have that humidity thing. But it's still hot when it's 115. It's 115. It still feels pretty uncomfortable, let's put it that way. I don't like the dampness, though, because, you know, you get to a point where you're not used to the humidity anymore. All right, I want to zig and zag, if you give me the permission, in a couple of different directions, actually even away from Washington, because something really big went down that you might not be aware of. And if you're not a sports fan, you still will be, I think, interested in this story. I don't understand why because, you know, we do the nail the score thing when we have the playoffs in college hoop, and it's so fun, and people call it blow out the phone lines, try to give away some big prizes. And in football, in college football, they haven't had a playoff. I mean, you have your bowl games, and sometimes it ends up that the team that really should be number one ends up number one. And then sometimes the team that really should be number one in the polls, they're not number one. They don't end up being number one, and everybody complains they got ripped off, and, oh, the strength of schedule and all the other things, yada, yada, yada. So I wrote a book called Level the Playing Field. You can get it on Amazon.com, right? And one of the things that I talk about in Level the Playing Field is college football and the fact that there's no playoff. Well, finally, and this is the daily salute, believe it or not, finally, the BCS commissioners reached a consensus, which is a minor miracle. If they can reach a consensus, then Congress can. They reached an agreement on a model for a four-team seeded playoff that they're going to actually present to university presidents next week for approval. And all that has to happen is the presidents have to sign off, and major college football's champion will be decided by a playoff in 2014, in that season. That is awesome. Woohoo! That is the daily salute, because it's just mind-blowing that it took this long for that to happen. The commissioners have been working on this, you know, this preseason thing since January. It was the sixth get-together of the year. They met for 4 hours, and then they came back with a plan, and I think the universities are going to sign off on it. I think they're gonna say yes, and there won't be a problem. And then, you know, we give it one more season, and it takes away one of the big all-time sports talk radio arguments about why isn't there a playoff in football, and who's number one. Bummer for that, for people who do sports talk. But I think it's great for all these other colleges who now have a shot, and now there can be there's just the number one champ. That's it. And they're not saying very much about the specifics of it. I tried to even pry out of someone I know. They're not doing that. But they're going to have a new model that after the bowls are played, then they can have these semifinals, and then they'll be able to come up with somebody who is ultimately the champion. I love it. So that's the daily salute. Gotta love that. I love it. The Big Ten commissioner, who's no relation to me, Jim Delaney, people always ask me that, he said he's excited about the idea of what they're going to discuss and thinks that everybody's unified. So what would happen is they would rotate the sites with the major bowls, like the Orange, the Sugar, the Fiesta, the Rose, and whatnot, and maybe others would be added, like the Cotton Bowl. And I'll still say the same thing. Even if you're not a big sports fan, you know what it's like when you sit around and watch the bowl games. Lots of women watch bowl games. Lots of guys watch bowl games because you like the college football team that your kids went to, or you're an alum from the school or whatever it is. No chance that my alma mater, Ohio, will win a national championship in football. I will assure you this on these airwaves. If they did, I would walk naked to New Jersey. That's how confident I am. They're in the MAC. If they have a good, you know, if they have a good season, and it's they're exciting to watch to get to some little bowl game, but there's no chance of them playing with the big boys. Now, however, at least there's a number one. All right, it's been one of those hours where we've talked about a couple of different things. The big thing from Washington, like I said, we were going to veer away from that for a second, was the Fast and Furious standoff, because now it's pretty much guaranteed that you're going to see a contempt vote in Congress. So what happens with that? Even though the president decided to invoke executive privilege over the documents of Fast and Furious that Holder didn't want to give up. He didn't want to do that. So we'll see where that ends up. I think we're going to see a contempt vote for sure. Now, the other thing is the rumors are really starting to fly about the Supreme Court's decision on health care. Coming up in our next hour, we're going to talk to a guy who really delved into the health care situation and what it's going to mean when whatever happens. If the whole thing's torn up, whatever the decision is. So television cameras are going to be all over the Supreme Court on Thursday, still thinking that the momentous healthcare decision could be announced or not. You know, I heard from great sources that it was going to be the 28th, so I keep telling you the 28th. But the court is so secret about everything, and they've got this opinion down. You know it. They already have it. It's just a question of when they're going to push it out to the public, when they're going to let the world know, because so much is riding on this health care, whether there's going to be a major overhaul or what. Remember, we were there in Washington for the 3 days of oral arguments on whether health care, Obama's health care overhaul, is constitutional. So is it going to be completely overhauled again? Is it going to stand up constitutionally? What happens here? And there's a lot of back and forth, or there was, before the majority opinion. So officially, last Friday was the deadline for any dissents, anybody who wanted to hand in a dissenting opinion. Then whoever writes, that's how it happens. I think you all know that somebody will write the majority opinion, probably Justice Roberts, who has the option of responding to any of the criticism of the ruling in his own opinion. That's how they pick somebody, and they do that. So we'll see. They'll print it out, they'll hand it out, and it'll happen. If it happens on the 28th, it'll happen after, you know, 10 in the morning. It'll happen in the morning, right before lunch, probably, when it all comes out. And it'll be chaotic in Washington. It'll be wild. It'll be the wildest day that I can remember, I think, for me, being in this seat, talking about the Supreme Court. Because, you know, even with good sources, even knowing constitutional lawyers, even being in Washington, there is no crystal ball that is telling us exactly what's going to happen here. There's no crystal ball. So does it hold up constitutionally? Does it fall apart? Democrats say if you strike down the what I call the Unaffordable Care Act or Obamacare, that it wouldn't be good. It wouldn't be good for the country. It wouldn't be good for Obama, blah, 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 blah. And it would be complicated, and it would cost Americans much more. But that's not what I'm seeing, because we looked at both sides of this. If you go back and listen to some of the America Tonight shows, we didn't completely just give you one side of this. We looked at all sides of healthcare when we were in D.C., here on the show we've done that, and we found so many more people who said that their premiums already have doubled, have tripled. So how is that affordable? I mean, how's that affordable healthcare? I mean, we're in a boat and it is sinking. We are sinking. We are running America into the ground is what we're doing. I mean, these crazy agreements, the kickbacks to Nebraska, the ridiculous exemptions. There was like 1,000 exemptions in the healthcare bill when it went through. And I think ultimately it gets, the individual mandate goes down. I think it gets torn up. You might have a different view on this. We're not going to speculate that much more on it because, you know, we'll know certainly by next Thursday. We're heading to the mailbag next.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyDD.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
With the whole heat wave thing, I mean, people had a little bit of warning that that was going to happen. The Philly pools stayed open. Someone sent me a picture from Philadelphia where flat out everyone was just jumping in fountains. And thanks to the miracle of our pals at the PT, they've sent in a couple of interesting things, including highlight. I love this guy. He's got a great sense of humor. He says, fill the bathtub. Yes, Kate, it's a headache. I filled the bathtub, meaning how hot. You can do the thing where you shower. You can do the thing where you wrap yourself, you know, your neck with a towel, or they have those cooling towels. That's a good thing. The cooling towels are actually good. You get one for, I don't know, $10, and then you just put it in the refrigerator before you go out. You put it around your neck, and that makes a huge difference. Cop from that South Jersey, Philly area says, I ordered a few icebergs, but when they got here, to be ice cubes for drinks. They probably melted. And then, of course, what happens is everybody talks about the heat and it makes it probably worse. And because that's all you hear. If you go to a comedy club, people are talking about the heat. If you're in an elevator, it's the common denominator. What do I always say? It's the weather. And people are talking about the heat. Anywhere up and down the eastern seaboard, they were whining. It was a whiner's Wednesday, and it was about how hot it was and how they were trying to stay cool. All right, without further ado, some of you did whine to me about the heat when you sent me your emails earlier in the day. Remember, you can always go to Press 4 if you want to rant during the day. You get Press 4, you hold it up, right? And you say, America Tonight rant, boom, then we got it recorded. And you don't have to stay up and be bleary-eyed the next day when you're going to work just so you could jump in and throw out your rant. So let's head to the mailbag.
The mail! The mail is here!
Woo!
This one's from Justin, listening to us in Vermont. He says, oh, the pain of being a pharmaceutical salesman and being in Boston. Kate, I think my car melted. Stupid me, I didn't have one of those things that you put, you know what I'm talking about, the big fat visor that goes over your windshield. And man, I got a black car. I got in, put my hands on the wheel, and I don't think I have any skin left. That's how hot it was. I couldn't wait for that car to cool off. All right, yeah, here's a suggestion. And you don't want to do that. You got a black car, you got any car, and you don't have one of those shields. Of course, when you get in, the windshield's going to fry. I mean, you're just going to, it's that much hotter. And especially your hands on that wheel. Ugh. I mean, as I say that, I've done it a few times to myself. It's been a long time since I've done that, though. Ultimately, I'm always looking for the shade when I go to park, but I have. I mean, they cost nothing. I have one of those things that you put over there. It's like that accordion deal where you just open it up, stick it on the front windshield, and then at least the wheel's not going to be hot anyway. I mean, the car's still going to be hot, let's face it. It's not going to be cool. But it's interesting. Salesman, that's where you're in and out of the car. Boom, boom, boom. All right, this one from Amanda in Connecticut. Kate, oh, it was poker hot today. I'm telling you, I was supposed to go into the city. I did not want to go into the city, although it wasn't quite as warm as it was a little bit further north. There were people in my neighborhood who were hosing themselves down if they didn't have a pool. Does that make sense? Yeah, you're turning on the hose and you're spraying yourself is what I'm assuming you mean. That's when you have those, it's cool when you go in those city neighborhoods, although I don't think she wasn't going to the city for work, it sounded like, but the cities where they opened the fire hydrants where they used to do that, or they had the slip and slides. Did you have a slip and slide when you were a kid? You just roll that out, put the hose on, and you have your own little personal sliding board, and the whole idea is you cool off that way. Yeah. All right, let's move to another one here. This one is from Dan, who says, hello, Kate Delaney. I just started listening to you in Portland. I really am digging the show. I like that you talk about some of the different things instead of the same old, same old. Sandusky and Penn State, the man undid so much for Joe Pa, too bad. Now, finally, the day in court comes. The defense has rested. What do you think happens? Well, that's the million-dollar question. It seems like everything during this hour of America Tonight is what do I think will happen? What's going to happen with health care? What's going to happen with the VP slot for Romney? What's going to happen in the Sandusky case? I think it would be terrible if he didn't do jail time. He didn't take, Jerry Sandusky didn't take the stand, which was probably a smart move by the defense. The testimony was so sad from various people who had been fondled or abused by this ex-assistant coach at Penn State. And then here you had the coach saying he flat out saw him abuse, rape pretty much a kid in the shower. So if that testimony doesn't hit home, I can't imagine what would have. And I would only assume it was like 52 counts. That, I mean, they're really going to, I think they're just going to go for everything. I think that, I think he's going to be in prison for the rest of his life. If there's justice, honestly, the way I feel, I mean, I'm all about the court of law, let them decide. But I think that he'll be put away for a long time. How's that? I have nothing to base it on other than the testimony, following it closely, what I've heard before. We've talked to people here on the air. We've talked to people at Penn State. We've talked to somebody who was on one of the teams for Penn State. But it still is up to the jury to decide. That's our justice system. That's our justice system. All right, let's move on to, let's see here, another one. This one from Brad, who says, "Hello, America. Tonight, when are you going to bring back Nail the Score? Always get such a kick out of Nail the Score, and I noticed that you dipped into a couple of different sports the last time around. I heard you talking about horse racing. How about I'll have another, not even getting to run for the Triple Crown?" Yeah, that's, of course, now a couple of weeks old, but that was shocking that that didn't happen, thinking that, wow, this horse really has a crack at it, or at least made it interesting. I didn't think I'll Have Another was going to do it, but made it interesting. And it didn't happen because the horse was injured. So it was this was a no-go situation. There's no Triple Crown. And I think it was because of partially the inexperience of some of the people on the team. What they did with some of the workouts, maybe that was part of it, but they couldn't risk it. So that's the bottom line. One last one. Let's see. This one comes to us from Val, who says, "Wow, healthcare and America. Do you think, Kate, people realize just how big this Supreme Court decision is going to be? It absolutely will hit every single one of us, if not in the gut, in the wallet." I don't like a lot of things about healthcare, but I do think the pre-existing condition should stay. And I also think that younger people should be able to hang on to their parents' insurance into their mid-20s. I think those were really strong things that came out of Obama's health plan. The rest I have no use for. The individual health mandate, I think, really won't be a great protector of people who don't have health care. It'll hurt everybody else. It'll make the premiums go sky high, and it'll be disastrous. Yep, we'll see. This is another one of those things where we're looking at a crystal ball. It is very, very big. That's why twice we went to Washington in this time frame, and we talked to all kinds of people on this show. I figured it out the other day. We did a total of 180 interviews just on healthcare, from the legal perspective, from doctors' points of view, from some Congress members' points of view, because we talked to some senators and a couple of Congress folks too about it, from the bench's point of view, not the Supreme Court, but other judges. So I'll be, just like everybody else, waiting on pins and needles to see ultimately what that decision is.